this is Jovi.
And this is Charlie.
And you're listening to
Bed Crime Stories. This is a weekly true crime podcast where we pour ourselves a drink, and we take turns telling each other the stories that keep us up at night. That was difficult to do.
Because I was being annoying in the background.
Yes. And yes. I am so tired. I yawned probably about four times as we were just talking before we started recording. I'm so tired.
Same. I feel that, like, hardcore feel that.
Yeah.
Like, Sunday night was a late night.
Yes.
And even though I didn't work Monday, I still stayed up early. Like, I was still up early. And then I was like, oh, good, I'm going to sleep good Monday night. Nope, sure shit didn't. Mm-mm.
See, like, I did. I don't know what's wrong with me. So, yes, Sunday was a late night. Jovi, myself, my sister, and our friend all went to a Nick Carter concert on Sunday night. And, like, seriously, dude, you know your entire audience has to work tomorrow. Why are you doing a concert on Sunday? But whatever.
And he knows his entire audience is well in their
elderly.
Late 30s,
we're elderly.
40s. Yes.
We're tired. Okay. We're tired anyway. And then you do this on a work night, but whatever.
Correct.
So it was a late night on Sunday. I wound up coming home. And of course, like, you're wound up from the concert. Mm-hmm. I was hungry. Mm-hmm. So I made a little something for me to eat. I wound up actually throwing in laundry because I knew that I wasn't going to go to bed anytime soon. And I needed laundry clean for work for the week and didn't think to do it during the day because I'm an idiot. I wound up not going to sleep on Sunday night until actually like 1:45 in the morning.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So then I actually did sleep pretty well Monday night and Tuesday night. But I'm just like, I'm worn out. Work's been a little stressful, I'm not gonna lie, a little stressy. But I'm just beat. I'm pretty tired. So
yeah,
I feel like all of the relaxing I did 2 weeks ago on vacation is gone.
Yep.
Gone.
I get it.
But yeah, so I'm like already just really looking forward to the weekend. And I've already decided I'm going to work from home on Friday just to give myself a little break from having to go in the office. And, you know, it's life, you know.
I think that's a really great idea. You haven't worked from home in a hot minute. So it's about
time. Been a little while. It's been a while.
But you know what? I'm going to make you feel better right now. You know why?
Why?
Because your eyebrows look amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm not going to lie to you. I do need to clean them up a little bit, but I had to host a call today to like a lot of the organization. So I was like, I got to make sure that these guys look
on point,
mighty tight. And they do. They look pretty good. Thank you.
They're on fleek, if you will.
Thank you.
Do the youngins still say on fleek or no?
I don't know, but I will take the compliment.
Okay, good.
You know how important it is for me. The biggest compliment you could pay me is to tell me my eyebrows look good.
Yes, I know.
It's my favorite. I know,
but they do. They look very nice.
Thank you.
So, and I'm sure you were the talk of everybody on that call. They were probably like, oh my God, look at how amazing her eyebrows
I know, right?
Look.
The recording was over and they're like, oh my God, did you see her eyebrows? They were amazing.
Yes.
I didn't listen to anything that happened on that call because those eyebrows were amazing.
The eyebrows were talking, not
exactly.
Her. Exactly. Also, can we also talk about how excited we are to read Britney's book?
Oh, I'm so excited to read Britney Spears' book. My God.
Like,
I cannot wait. I've seen snippets. I've heard snippets of the audiobook written by Michelle Williams, Oscar winner Michelle Williams.
Nice.
Hello. And just like, oh, so excited.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yes.
I'm so stoked.
I can't wait. So like, I'm purposely finishing the book that I was reading prior.
Yeah.
Because I have to, I can't stop reading it because I won't go back to it.
Yeah.
So I'm like halfway through and I'm a fast reader. So I could definitely have that done like tomorrow. I'm going to finish that and immediately start Britney's book. Like I need to.
I'm going to start Britney's book actually tonight because I have some time. I have the house to myself tonight. And the book that I'm reading right now is like my nighttime book. And it's not like, it's nothing deep. Like it's one of the Percy Jackson books.
Okay. And you've read those.
I've read them. It's not that deep. It's just a good book to read because it's not something that I'm that I don't know. I'm not like trying to stay awake to read more. So it helps me go to sleep. but I want to pay attention to that Britney book. You
Yes.
know what I'm saying? So,
Yes.
yeah, I think I'm gonna.
I hear there's a lot of tea that's spilt in it,
So
so.
much spilt tea, and I'm so excited.
Me
So
too.
excited. So fucking stoked. I do want to just give a quick hello to one of our readers.
Readers.
Got an email, lot readers. I'm thinking about reading Brittany's book. One of our listeners. She sent us an email last week. Her name is Elise, and she just wanted to give a little bit of fur baby love to all of her animals. And she sent us pictures of everybody. She has a cat named Luna, and she has a dog named Daisy. And actually, the dog looks just like Rainy. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, I need
Very
to
cute.
see these
Very cute.
pictures.
And she also has two horses.
Oh, I want a horse.
Yes. And it's Shiloh and Rhea. And they're
Love it.
super cute. Yes.
Love it.
So adorable. And she also let me know that Luna, the cat, is pretty sick right now.
Oh, Luna.
And she's been listening to us while they're at the emergency vet. And she said that Luna seems to enjoy our voices too. So hello, Luna.
Hello, Luna.
Hello, little baby.
Oh.
So yeah. So thanks, Elise, for sending us, sending us the pictures and sending us the
Yeah.
hello. Thank you so much for listening.
Yes, thank you. And thank you for emailing us. And we really enjoy that.
Yes,
And
for sure.
please, please, please give Luna our love. Give her a nice hug for us. And we'll definitely keep her in our minds and sending her all those positive vibes.
All the positive kitty cat vibes.
Yes.
So I just wanted to make sure that I was able to get that off my chest, off my mind,
Gotcha.
before we
Well,
started to record tonight.
I appreciate that. Thank you for
You're
sharing. You need to share those
welcome.
pictures with me because I want to
I
see
just did.
them.
I just forwarded
Okay.
them to you.
Did you?
I
Okay.
did.
I will take a look at them and, well, no, now I'm going to look at them because I can't look at my notification and not open it because that's my problem.
I hate notifications. I hate
Me
them.
too.
I hate
Like
them so much.
my friend, she has on her phone, like, when you get an email, you get like the little boop, the little one next to the envelope or whatever. She has 10,000
Oh,
red, th and I'm like,
no.
what is wrong with you?
No, burn it with
What is
fire.
wrong with you? She's like, I
I
just don't feel
can't.
like going through them. I'm like, I'll do it. I
I
will
will
do
do it
it.
for you. I will literally pay
Good
me
Lord.
by the hour to go through all of your GD emails.
Yes.
My boss has over 3,000 unread emails in her Outlook
No.
inbox. And I'm like, you're a
No.
crazy person.
No.
I can't. Her and I were talking today, and I said something about like catching up on emails, or she goes, yeah, I have a lot to catch up on. I'm like, that's beyond an understatement. That's like not even, that's beyond a fact.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God, she does look like Rainy. All she's missing is the white on her snoots, like on her snoots and up. Oh, they're all so cute. Oh my God,
The horses are
the
so cute
horse is
too.
laying down. I love it.
I love laying down horses. I know that
Oh.
sounds really weird, but like when
No,
horses
but they're
lounge, you
so
know?
cute. So cute. Aw, this made my day. And I love when kitty cats go in boxes because they're obsessed with them and nobody knows why. Oh my God, this one that has a hat on. Okay, I can't. I can't. It's like cuteness overload.
Thank you, Elise.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, my friends, since we spent most of the time complaining about how tired we are, I'm sure you can assume that tonight we're bringing you another set of true crime headlines. I gotta tell you, the two that I have tonight, I'm like excited to talk about. One of them, the notification popped up on my phone when I woke up yesterday, and I was like, hell to the naw. So I'm excited to talk about it. And then like it actually like popped up on like my news you might be interested in or whatever. And then the other one is like a very interesting wrap up to a long time cold case. So
I think I know which one you're talking about, and I have a
Probably.
feeling we pulled the same article for the one that you were like hell to the nah. So
Okay.
we could talk about that one
All
together.
right. Sounds good. Sounds good. Do we want to start with the hell to the gnaw?
Let's start with the hell to the nah.
Okay. Let me pull up mine.
Okay.
And then if it's not the same, then great.
Then awesome.
So my hell to the gnaw was updated today, Wednesday, October 25th. It is from CNN. And the headline reads, off-duty pilot accused of trying to shut off airliner's engines mid-flight said he took magic mushrooms 48 hours before the incident.
I'm sorry. What? And
So I'm guessing that wasn't it.
no.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Yes. Okay. So I think I might have mentioned this before I went on vacation. I am so scared of flying. I'm a terrible flyer. I feel so bad for my boyfriend having to be on those flights with me when we went on vacation. It just bad. I'm a bad flyer. So naturally, I read everything that I can about like planes
Of
because
course,
I don't
of
know like if
course.
it's like I don't know, morbid curiosity. I have no idea. So this was suggested to me, I guess, because of the fact that like I tend to look up things about like planes and stuff. So when I first read it in the morning that it happened, or the morning after it happened, it made it seem as though he actually succeeded in shutting down the engines and they were able to
Oh
save it,
my
but it doesn't seem
God.
as though that's the case. So let me
Thank
read you the
God.
story. Yes. So there was an off-duty Alaskan Airlines pilot who was riding on a flight that was en route from Washington State to San Francisco. This happened on Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
Now, when you have an off-duty airline employee, they can fly on what's called the jump seats. So there's flight attendant jump seats, and those are the ones that kind of face backwards and just have like the pull down seat. They're like the smaller seats that they kind of strap themselves into. That's the flight
Right.
attendant seats.
Right.
And then there's a jump seat in the cockpit. The only person who can ride on the cockpit jump seat is an actual licensed pilot. They could be off duty, but only a pilot could be in the cockpit or a first officer. So Joseph Emerson, he's 44 years old. He is a Alaskan Airlines pilot. He was off duty. He's on this Alaskan Airlines flight. As they were in the air, he attempted to cut off the fuel to both engines while they were in the air. So the planes are equipped with a fire extinguishing system. So there's levers, there's one per engine. And if you pull the lever all the way down, it shuts this valve inside the engine, which allows or stops the fuel from going into the engine. So it's a fire prevention thing. He attempted to pull the levers,
Oh my
which would
God.
have shut down both of the engines mid-flight, mid-air. He told police. Now, he said that he had taken magic mu mushrooms 48 hours prior to the incident on the plane. He also said that he had been awake for the previous 40 hours. So he was sleep
Oh,
deprived and
Jesus
probably like
Christ. Still high?
foggy from not still high. So later on in the article, they talked to like an expert and they said that the effects of the mushrooms themselves would have worn off, but it would have been similar to like being hung over. So like you're still impaired, but not in the same way.
Okay.
Plus, add into that the 40 hours of no sleep.
Okay. Yeah, that
He
makes sense.
felt as though he was in like a dreamlike state. He thought he was dreaming and he believed in his dream that by pulling the handles, it would wake him up. Okay. So as he grabs for the controls, one of the pilots was able to grab his wrist. The other one was able to jump in and also grab him. They wrestled with him for a couple of seconds before he stopped and said he was okay. And then he told them that he needed to be subdued. So he was then aware of the fact that, like, I'm not well.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. He wasn't able to pull the handles all the way, thankfully. So it didn't completely shut down the fuel to the engines.
Thank God.
Yes. So he also stated that he had been experiencing some depression in the months previous to all of this as well. So just like I said, it's like compounding on compounding on compounding all of these things that like affected his behavior, right?
Right.
He's been charged in federal court with interfering with a flight crew. And then the state charges include 83 felony counts of attempted murder.
Good. Oh, yeah, because everybody on the flight.
Hello. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 83 counts of reckless endangerment and one count of endangering an aircraft.
Jesus Christ.
After the confrontation in the cockpit, he was taken to the back of the aircraft. But then once they brought him to the back of the aircraft, he tried to grab the handle of an emergency exit.
Oh, my
God. The flight was descending. Like, this man, like, went. He was having, like, a mental breakdown. Like, a complete menti B.
Why didn't they, like tie his arms down or something?
I've seen it where they, like, literally, like, duct tape a dude to a plane seat. Why have they not duct taped this man to a plane seat?
Correct. Just to be on the safe side. And from what it sounds like, I don't think he would have argued with them.
No, exactly. Like, it was like he was in and out of, like, lucidness.
Yeah.
They diverted the flight to Portland. All of the reports that I read from, like, passengers were like, we had no idea what happened until we landed, like, after our second flight, and we landed in our final destination. We had no idea what happened. And, like, thank God we didn't.
Yeah, definitely for the best.
Yes. Now, he said while he was in custody, Emerson said to the police that he was admitting to what he did. And he says, quote, I'm not fighting any charges you want to bring against me, guys. But then he pled not guilty.
That is a contradiction.
So, yeah. But yeah, he's being held without bail. He appeared in court yesterday. He still needs to go through additional release hearings, yada, yada, yada. They do not believe the incident was an act of terrorism or some sort of thing that's, like, ideologically charged, right? Mm-hmm. It's just he went cuckoo bananas because of probably the depression, the drugs, and the sleep deprivation.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that is that article. Jesus. And I read that at, like, 7 in the morning after my alarm went off. And I'm like, holy shit. I'm it sure shouldn't be that easy.
No, it should not. And I'm sure if you weren't awake, you were after reading that.
Exactly. And all I could think of was, like, thank God I read this 2 weeks after I got off a plane.
Yes.
Because, oh, Andre.
That would have been bad news bears. Absolutely. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That is fucking nuts.
That is knucking futs.
Good Lord. I hope he's never allowed on an airplane again.
Like, I mean, obvious he's getting fired, right?
Yes.
But I would say, me personally, do not pass go. Do not pass the no-fly list. But also, I don't think he's going to be getting out of jail anytime soon.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
So, yeah. Because so I don't care if you're on shroomy shrooms. You almost killed 83 people. So.
Yes. Yes. Wow. Wow.
Not crazy.
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah, that's a crazy story. Drive, people. Just drive. Be in control of your own destiny. Don't put your hands, your lives in the hands of people that you've never met in your life. And drive.
Yeah, but at the same time, you've seen Final Destination in the log truck.
Girl.
I'm just saying.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
Seen Final Destination in the airplane?
Yes, I have.
So,
whatever.
I'll see your log truck.
And I'll raise you an airplane.
I'm saying. Yuck.
Amazing.
Yuck. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I was not expecting that. Mm-hmm. Then you know what? I'll do the article that I thought you were going
please
to do.
Please do.
This is from Oxygen.
Okay.
And this is actually from Friday the 19th.
Okay.
And the headline reads, Alec Murdaugh gets first win in request for murder case retrial over alleged jury tampering.
Barf.
Yes. And it's, like, so fucking stupid.
Barfarino.
It's like they were reaching so far to find something for this. You
is
know
he
what
still,
I mean?
Is he still being represented by Dick Harpootlian?
Yep. Yep. Okay. And so they're accusing Colton County Clerk of Court, Rebecca Hill, of sowing mistrust in Murdaugh amongst jurors, forcing jurors to come to a verdict quickly, and having private exchanges with the jury foreperson. So,
dumb move.
Very, very.
Dumb move. Yeah.
After careful consideration, we grant appellants. Right? That's how you say that, right?
Appellant. Yeah.
Yeah. It just sounds like
it
Apple.
Sounds
I
weird.
I don't know. It does. We grant appellant's motion, the court's decision said to Fox News. So apparently this woman asked jurors their opinion about Murdaugh's guilt or innocence, and she instructed them, supposedly instructed them, not to believe evidence presented in his defense, including his own testimony. She lied to the judge to remove a juror she believed might not vote guilty, and she pressured jurors to reach a guilty verdict quickly so she could profit from it.
Yeah, that pisses me off.
Yeah, and earlier this year, she released her self-published memoir, Behind the Doors of Justice, The Murdaugh Murders.
Blech.
Yep. And she was also interviewed in Fox Nation's documentary series, The Fall of the House of Murdaugh. So,
Yeah, that's
yeah,
gross.
it
That's
is
gross.
gross.
I
It
don't love
is
that.
gross. Mm-mm,
And you
not
know what
even a
really
little bit.
sucks is like there was so much evidence against him, not only circumstantial, but forensic evidence against him as well, like specifically like digital forensic evidence,
Yep.
that I don't think that ever needed to happen for him to be found guilty. But what's
Yeah.
going to happen is, of course, now you're giving the chance, you by doing that, you are now giving the chance for him to have a sympathetic jury
Yep.
who's going to find some sort of loophole, or for his defense attorney to find some other way to present their story, their
Of
defense.
course, of course.
And now you're basically making it possible so that way this man might be able to walk free when we
Yeah.
all know he shouldn't.
Yep.
And like, for the best of intentions, I guess you were doing this because you wanted this man like behind bars, whatevs, but like, let the justice system do what the justice system do.
Right, because look where it got
Now look
us.
where we're at. Yeah.
Yeah, but like also at the same time, he's still facing all those other charges.
Yeah, he's facing all of the financial crimes,
Yeah.
but I mean, none would put him in jail as long as double homicide.
This whole case makes me so fucking angry.
It makes me angry and it makes me sad.
Same.
Yeah.
I mean, not as much as Lori Vallow,
Yeah,
but
true.
this is just, it's so fucking annoying.
It is annoying. Did you hear that story? It's related in a sort of way, but kind of unrelated. There was a judge, who during a trial was sending, she sent like over 300 text messages back and forth to the court reporter,
No.
like talking shit about the defendant, and she talked shit about like the prosecutor. I don't know. She like talked shit about like everybody in the trial and was like, this
No.
guy's guilty of sin, blah, 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 blah. And like was texting, the judge was texting with the court reporter or the somebody, like
Oh,
somebody who was there,
no,
like in the
that's not
room.
good.
Yeah. And it was like over 300 texts in a matter of one case. So yeah, she's completely been like disrobed, disbarred, I guess.
Benched.
Benched, unbenched, because isn't a judge
Unbenched.
on a bench? So unbenched.
Whatever the
Yeah,
terminology
she's
is, that's what they are.
unjudged.
There
She's
you
no
go.
longer judgy. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh,
But
yeah,
yeah,
sitting on
so
her phone.
I just, why are people so fucking
What the
stupid? Like,
fuck?
what,
Yeah.
being a judge, wouldn't you know by now, just by the cases that you do and like sit
Yeah.
through that, you know, there's digital footprints and nothing is gone forever once it's on the internet or
Yeah.
once it's in text form, that shit could be pulled
Correct.
up.
And it's on CCTV. So there's like a camera right
Oh
over her
my
head, and you
God.
can see like the aerial view of her like texting on her iPhone
Oh
as
my
the fucking
God.
court's in session. It's like, can you be a person? Can you just be a person and
Right?
stop being an idiot? Like, can
Like,
you stop?
at least wait until you're not in court anymore.
Yeah, you want to text the court reporter tonight while you're having a couple of glasses of wine of like, how much of a dillweed is that defendant? Like,
Right.
that's one thing. But
Right.
you're like sitting in court and you're like, wow, this guy's a jackass. Like, seriously? All right. The jackass be you, lady.
Yep, welcome. Now you lost a job over it. Was it worth
Yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Was it worth
Correct. Let me work it.
it? You put your thing down, you flip it, and you reverse it. So, yeah, that's that.
Nice.
That's that. Yeah.
So my second and final article was published on the 18th of October, which is Thursday. It's from the Associated Press, AP.com, and the headline reads, "Suspect admits he killed Natalie Holloway in Aruba in 2005, pleads guilty to extorting her mother.
This fucking guy.
Which I didn't realize it was 2005. I thought it was earlier than that.
Same.
I thought
Same.
she graduated the same year we did.
I thought so too. I thought it was, yeah, I thought it was like 2000 or 2001. So when I saw 2005, I was like, really?
And I was like, I was living in Florida for like almost a year by that point. It doesn't feel like it was that recent,
Yeah.
but it's almost 20 years. So not that recent. So anyway, the chief suspect in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway did indeed admit that he killed Natalie on a beach in Aruba, and then dumped her body in the ocean. Joran van der Sloot.
That's exactly how I say it when I read
I love it. It's so bad. Okay.
it too.
You've seen Eurotrip, right?
Yes.
Okay. You know when they go to Amsterdam and they go to like that sex club or whatever and it's van der Sex? That's
Yes.
what it reminds me of every fucking time I say this person's name, this beast of a person. Joran van der Sloot. Okay. So he pled guilty to extortion. He tried to extort Natalie Holloway's mother out of like $250,000 to disclose the location of Natalie's body. So he's obviously not charged in her death, but when he tried to get the money from the Holloway family, that is when he got kind of put on the radar. The family said that after seeing him in a U.S. courtroom, that they feel as though that they're moving on from years of doubt and uncertainty. Beth Holloway, Natalie's mother, told reporters, quote, "As far as I'm concerned, it's over. Joran van der Sloot is no longer the suspect in my daughter's murder. He is the killer."
Yep, 100%.
Yeah. So the Holloway family is definitely seeing this as a win, seeing it as a victory, which I completely understand.
Yeah.
And, you know, hey, it's good to finally have some answers. So, in case you don't know the story, Natalie Holloway went missing during a high school graduation trip with her classmates. She was last seen May 30th, 2005, leaving a bar with van der Sloot, who is a Dutch citizen, but he was living on the island of Aruba. He had grown up there and he was a student at the international school in Aruba. He was questioned in her disappearance, but he was never prosecuted. She had been declared dead, but her body was never recovered, which is just heartbreaking.
That's the worst part. Like, yes, her, being that he killed her is terrible, but the fact that the family doesn't even have her body, that's
Correct.
fucking terrible.
Correct. Now, this is so upsetting to me. I mean, it's all upsetting, right? But 5 years after Natalie Holloway disappeared, the FBI was able to kind of put together a sting, and they recorded the attempt of extortion that he was asking Beth Holloway to pay him $250,000. And he said that he would tell her where the door where Natalie's body was. And he even agreed, like, I'll accept $25,000 now, and then you give me the rest once she's found. But before he could be arrested in the extortion case, he left Aruba and moved to Peru. And it was when he was living in Peru that he killed Stephanie Flores.
Oh no.
So Stephanie Flores was a young woman who he met, who he brought back to a hotel, whether it was his hotel or her hotel, I don't remember the full details. And when she resisted his sexual advances, he murdered her in the hotel room.
Unbelievable.
And again, then he, you know, that's what he was arrested. That's what he's currently in jail for. So he's currently in jail for 28 years for killing Stephanie Flores. Now, he pled guilty to the extortion and wire fraud charges. That's going to be a 20-year sentence that will run concurrently, meaning after the 28 years. So he's not getting out of jail for a very, very long time. But it's just so upsetting that him running away to Peru opened up the door for him to unfortunately then kill
Stephanie.
Stephanie Flores.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to give too many details in like now because I plan on doing a story about the whole thing.
Ooh.
So I am going to go ahead, and that's all I'm going to say for now.
Okay.
But yeah, Joran van der Sloot has admitted to being.
Apparently she has something to say about that.
Well, it's after dinner time, so she's mad.
Oh,
Can
okay.
you hold on for like, can you hold your pause for just a second? Can you pause
Oh
just
my
a minute?
God.
Okay. So yeah, so Joran van der Sloot has admitted to killing Natalie Holloway.
Piece of shit, man. Fucking
Piece
piece
of shit.
of doo-doo.
Piece of big dookie, yeah.
Big doo-doo. Well, since we are on the subject of big pieces of shit, let's go on to my next and last headline.
Okay, one last big piece of shit.
For today. This is also from Oxygen.
Okay.
Article is from October 12th, so I believe that was last Monday. No, that was a little bit ago.
Yeah.
But this headline reads, Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie's parents meet for the first time since she was killed.
The
Yeah.
dirty
The
laundries.
fucking dirty laundries.
I love John Walsh. When he
He's the
called him that, I was
best.
like, yes, John Walsh, you tell him.
He is literally the best.
He's the best.
For the first time since she was murdered, and her fiance, gross ass Brian Laundrie, admitted to the crime in a notebook, both their families met face to face in court. Laundrie's father, Christopher, was supposed to appear in court on Tuesday as part of Petito's family pending civil lawsuit against him and his mother, Roberta, and the family lawyer, Stephen
Yeah.
Bertolino, who he was a piece of shit too. Like,
He
piece
was
of
a
shit.
shady, he was shady
He
as fuck,
was
yeah.
shady as fuck. And like, I get it. Like, you're supposed to be like a shark and you're supposed to like be on your game, but like, he was kind of a dick.
Yeah.
You know, like, he had
Yeah.
no, I
Like,
don't,
did
it
he
was
do his
weird.
job? Sure.
Yeah,
But
but
like,
at what cost?
correct.
It was
Correct.
just, yeah.
Yeah.
And that lasted for roughly 3 hours. According to Petito's family, Christopher showed no remorse while testifying. Following the hearing, Gabby's mom, Nicole, described the first encounter with the daughter's killer's family as gut-wrenching.
I'm sure.
Quote, it was extremely hurtful to listen to someone that has no remorse and no compassion for the girl they would call their daughter-in-law.
Yeah, and that's the thing that continues to bother me. I mean, it's again, it's all bothersome, right?
Oh, absolutely.
But the thing that is so upsetting is like you were going to, she was going to be your, for all intents and purposes, your daughter.
Yes.
And there's no
Nothing.
compassion there for even her family of what he did to her.
Nothing.
I just,
Absolutely nothing.
it's so upsetting.
It's like, I don't. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. It's not like she's just some rando. No, you
Yeah.
knew her. You know, you loved her. Or,
Yeah.
well, you know,
It,
it's,
you made it seem.
yeah, exactly. Exactly. The Laundrie family unsuccessfully tried having the civil suit dismissed. Petito's parents have accused the Laundrie family of neglecting to assist them in the aftermath of their daughter's disappearance.
Makes sense.
Alleging his parents ignored phone calls, social media messages, and texts, which, I mean, they fucking did.
They sure did.
Well, allegedly, but I believe in my heart of hearts that they did. The Petito family has also accused the Laundrie family and their lawyer of withholding information. According to the civil suit, the Laundrie family's actions caused Petito's family intense emotional distress.
Yeah.
Like, abso-fucking-lutely. Absolutely. I can't. That whole case, and I can't get over. I remember like hearing about it and all everything that was going on with it. It's a terrible, terrible tragedy.
Yeah.
And I feel so terrible for the Petito family.
Same.
I do. I
Same.
really do. The Petito family has also brought a 50 million dollar civil case against the Moab Police Department for alleged negligence during an interaction shortly before her death, which, quote, deprived Gabby of her safety and ultimately her life, end quote. And you know what? Good on them. Good on them.
It's a tough video to watch.
It is a very, very tough video to watch.
I mean, coulda, woulda, shoulda, but at the
Right.
same time, like it's.
I feel like they didn't take it seriously enough. You know what I mean? And sadly, that happens more often than not. You know, we hear about it every day, you know, where cops, well, some officers just kind of are so blasé about things
Like
that,
desensitized in a way, maybe.
And they really shouldn't be, you know? But yeah, so that's going on with them. And I hope the Petitos are successful in everything that they're doing against the Laundries and the Moab Police Department because you know what? They're fighters. They are 110% fighters and they are so strong. And I feel for them. I truly do.
Big same.
But yeah, that's my second and last headline.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good headline share.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, guys, that brings us to the end of our show here. Thank you so much, as always, for listening to us and hanging out and stay until the end to hear us try to attempt to classfully close out the podcast. Wherever you're listening, make sure that you like, rate, review, subscribe. If you want to get in touch with us, you can either find us on social media, Bed Crime Stories on Instagram. You can DM us there, or you can shoot us an email at bedcrimestoriespod@gmail.com. So that is bedcrimestoriespod@gmail.com.
Peace.
I said the like, rate, review, subscribe ready. Please make sure that you tell a friend. That's always appreciated. And also, please make sure that you stay being kind.
And stay sticky, being the band-aid.
That's nice. but yes, again, like I said, we appreciate all of you. And the state of the world sucks. So we hope that we bring a little bit of joy, comfort, laughter, and I don't know, companionship when
Yes.
you're listening to our voices.
We hope to be your pocket full of sunshine.
I can be your hero, baby. Oh no. Okay. So, again, thank you all so much for listening. We think you're all great and we love you all very, very, very much.
We
And we'll see you
do.
all next week.
Yes.
But until next week, sweet
Sweet dreams.
dreams. Our theme song is the song Industrial Music Box by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.